This is Nurse Skizzer News for the week of April 1st, 2019, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker. Today's guest is Brandon Cook. Brandon is an application performance specialist in the Application Performance Group. Brandon, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, glad to be back.
All right. So, Brandon, today's topic is the High Impact Science at Scale on CORI program. So, what is this program?
So the High Impact Science at Scale on CORI program, apart from being a mouthful, is a competitive call for proposals where NERSC awards teams 10 to 100 million NERSC hours at a time for a specific science campaign. The focus is on projects that exploit CORI's unique capabilities, for example, the number of KNL nodes that are available or the burst buffer.
Oh, okay. So, why is NERSC doing this program?
We're doing this program because we're excited about the capabilities that CORI has to offer for scientists. And we recognize that not every team currently has an allocation through ERCAP to support all of their exciting science projects, especially large-scale campaigns. So we're offering this program as a mechanism for those teams to do their work.
Okay, so that's great. Let's say that I apply and I get an award, so then what happens?
So when you get an award, you get a new NERSC repository with your hours in it, and that's separate from any current existing repositories that you have. And then you're up and running. And throughout the process, NERSC will provide support, and you can contact us through the normal consulting mechanisms for things like large-scale reservations or performance tuning advice at scale.
Okay. So with these large-scale reservations, if I recall, in previous years, we've had like a liaison that will help you with your reservation.
Right. And so if you think your project needs it, NERSC will identify a liaison for some extra special dedicated support to ensure your project's success.
Okay.
And then later on, you know, with your award, we'll expect to get a brief status update. And once your campaign is complete, we'd like to get a closeout report and also a science highlight slide. That highlight slide will let us showcase your work with DOE headquarters and other venues.
Oh, okay. So that sounds really great. So we've done this in the past, right? We've had this for a couple of years now?
Yeah, the program started in 2017.
Okay. So can you tell me about some past successful awards?
Yeah. We've had a lot of really exciting successful awards in the past. One example is a direct numerical simulation of a nanoporous material. I think that was the largest simulation of its kind to date, with 125 billion degrees of freedom. That used the full machine on CORI. It was a NESAP code, and I think in the end they generated something like 2 petabytes worth of data in their simulation.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Other projects were Lattice QCD, large-scale data analysis and generation that's helping inform new particle experiments. Other projects included 3D radiation transport simulation that scaled to the full machine, and that code utilized the burst buffer to completely eliminate their I/O bottleneck.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, Brandon, so I'm convinced now. I totally want to sign up. So how do I do that?
So to sign up, you can search your email for the weekly email from NERSC, which includes a link to the announcement, or you can go to NERSC.gov and look at the featured announcements. At the time of this recording, the call for proposals for the Scale Science program is the top of that list. The announcement will have all the information you need, including a link to the application form.
Okay, so what kind of stuff do you want on that application form?
So we want to know what unique features you're going to be able to exploit on Quarry in order to get your science done. We like to know about what your science campaign is, and we also need to know who you are in order to award that to you.
Makes sense. Okay, and so is there a deadline?
So there's no specific deadline. This is a rolling open call. So we're reviewing applications as they come in on a regular basis. So feel free to apply whenever, but awards are limited by availability of hours and, of course, the number and quality of proposals that we get.
Okay. So you probably want to apply earlier rather than later if you can?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so what if I'm not quite up to scale? Like, I can't quite run at those scales, but I'm aspiring to do that. What kind of things can I do, you know, either within the next few months in order to be able to apply, or maybe to prepare myself for next year?
So there's a lot of things you can do. You can start by looking through the upcoming NERSC events. We host a number of performance-oriented events. We have a KNL training. We have OpenMP hackathons coming up. And then NERSC staff are involved in all kinds of tutorials and workshops at various conferences. For example, Supercomputing and the ISC conference.
Okay.
And feel free to also contact us through help.nurse.gov. Our consultants can also help with performance advice.
In fact, I'll say that's actually one of my favorite types of tickets to answer. I don't know about you.
I think it's everybody's favorite type of ticket.
Yeah. Well, I guess really my favorite is the one where the person solves their problem before I even get to the ticket. That's my favorite.
Okay, so second favorite.
My second favorite, yes, is helping people with performance and with algorithms and things like that. Okay, so is there anything else that you think might be particularly helpful? So we have some specific trainings coming up, right? We have this Quarry KNL training at the end of April, so that would be helpful to people?
Yeah, that would certainly be helpful for anybody who's looking to tune their code and get it up and running on KNL nodes here at and on Quarry. Other specific events, there are scalable deep learning and roofline performance optimization tutorials coming up at ISC that are NERSC staff are involved in those.
Oh, okay. Well, and I think if you're a practitioner of deep learning, if you're going to that deep learning summer school that we're holding, they also talk about how to do deep learning at scale in that. So that could be helpful. And then we're going to have an OpenMP hackathon in late summer or early fall, from what I understand.
Yeah, that would be a great event for anybody that's interested in either adding OpenMP to their code or improving the OpenMP that they have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And then there may be additional opportunities, and the one-stop shopping source for finding out about these is?
The NERSC Weekly email.
Yeah, it's such a great email.
Everyone should always read it.
They should. All right, well, so thank you so much for joining me today, Brandon.
Well, thanks for having me on, Rebecca.